Philip put his spoon in his empty bowl and finished his bread. "I think I'll go for my walk," he said. "Stretch out a bit." She glanced outside at the clear skies. Their house was in a fold of the Weald. He had the choice of walking upwards to the crest or downwards to the village. "You could walk to the pub, and I could drive down to meet you there later," she suggested.
"You mean so I don't face the challenge of an uphill?"
Isabel was silent.
"That would be good," he said reluctantly. "Thank you. In about an hour?"
She nodded. He got up from his place at the table and sighed with weariness at the effort of having to move. He went to the housekeeping jar, which she kept filled with money, and helped himself to a £10 note. She watched the money that she had earned slide into the pocket of his slacks.
"See you later, about 2:30, he said, and went out.